Residents of Nagaland welcome New Delhi's decision to extend its ceasefire with Naga insurgents for another year. The ceasefire agreement, first signed in August 1997, has been repeatedly extended by New Delhi to facilitate peace talks with the insurgent groups. The last ceasefire agreement expires on July 31, 2002. The latest extension, announced on July 12, was welcomed by residents and various students and social organizations of Nagaland.
We have seen that the peace situation in Nagaland has improved to a certain extent. The extension of ceasefire, in my belief, is that it will help peace process to go achieve even more.
Daiko, a journalist in Kohima, said it was necessary for both sides to continue the talks.
I think definitely, one day or the other, but unless there is ceasefire, there is talks, there cannot be any solution.
In 1975, a separatist Naga council signed a peace accord that accepted the Indian constitution, but was challenged by Su and Muiwa, who have led a life in exile ever since.
I think the very fact that there is a dialogue going on, I think the objective is that alone. So we are quite positive about it, because it has been very protracted imbroglio, and people certainly needs a solution. Of course, that doesn't mean that we have to brush aside the right, the justice. I think with the dialogue that is taking place, I think all these things will be given due acknowledgement.
The ceasefire is seen as a step towards restoring peace in the province, where more than 200 ethnic groups are fighting for secession or independent homeland. Poonam Dagar, ANI.